just take the old bag with me and tell me to carry her phone. That's my bag phone. I'm kidding. I keyed. So, okay, yeah, Dakota, I bet you I'm circling back quickly to the air gun. Yeah, I kind of thought it might have been by necessity, not by, you kind of needed to have it out there. I mean, very cool. My son was really into that, and he was really digging what you had there. But I didn't know you had posted that in the ARPSC, so, that's funny. Nobody's even bid on that, because that's a really good price on a nice radio. And let's see, you got the update on the swaps. We covered all. We didn't cover the trunk swap. That's true. That can be pretty sparse, but it's always a good time. I've always had good luck there at the trunk swap up there in Shelby. So I think that's one that was mentioned. Oh, what else? Oh, yeah, we were talking about having to take the kids. You know, I was just thinking about that, and I read a whole article on it the other day about how, the kids that grew up in the 70s may have been the last kids that, were cut loose, and we had to figure everything out ourselves socially. You know, we had to make our own mistakes and all that stuff. And, nowadays, I wouldn't call it helicopter parenting, but there seems to be this need by parents nowadays to make sure their kid has, a quality planned time every day. And I'm like, why? Why not just let them loose and let them learn to make, and I like the idea of you taking them to something that's not specifically them, because they got to learn how to operate, in that zone, see something an adult's doing and maybe kind of like, try to, say, maybe one day I'd like to do that or something like that. I like the idea of taking the kids on things that aren't necessarily for them. You know, of course, it's a pain in the butt for you, hey, you learn too, I guess. Anyhow, enough thoughts on that. I just was reading a whole article yesterday about how, everything is, probably started since the 80s. It started transitioning to, parents just trying to plan everything out for their kids. I wasn't. My kids were kind of raised kind of similar. They were raised in the 90s, and I did not go out of my way to make sure every moment was fun-packed and rewarding experience. Sometimes I cut them loose and said, hey, go have fun. Who gets it next to me? I think Anthony.
Yep, it is me. Yeah, it is a weird dynamic of trying to parent your kid the way that we were parented and still have boundaries. But I know I try to take my daughter everywhere and do everything that I do. So they do appreciate it, Dakota. It'll take a while before you realize it, but they do appreciate that you take them and do all this stuff.